You think is generosity. We've got to live for the Lord and keep His commandments. What do we build upon? In Ephesians, the second chapter, we read there something here that must be an additive here to Jesus Christ. He said, He lays in Zion a stone, a sure foundation, a sure cornerstone. All right? He's the cornerstone of our profession, of our foundation. In Ephesians now, the second chapter beginning in verse 18, for through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father, Christ. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles, that's their word, and the prophets, the words of the prophets, Jesus Christ, the words of Jesus Christ, it is Himself, being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for inhabitation of God through the Spirit. God doesn't use anything cheap in this building that He's building here for the habitation of His Spirit and for His Son to live in. God doesn't like cheap things. He doesn't want us to play cheap. He don't want us to play safe and secure and ruin our faith in investing into the kingdom of God and laying up in store of building a foundation against that day to come that the prophets and the apostles in Christ saw, that's coming, that's going to try you and I, and your foundation and your works are going to be tried by fire. They're going to be manifest, and everybody's going to know really whether you are a cheapskate or not. My Lord, have mercy, heaven is not cheap. And I'll tell you, any cost it takes to get to heaven, we've got to be willing to pay the price and let God have His way in our lives and submit ourselves to that will and have an unerring faith that will not be shaken by storms or trouble or sickness or financial distress or fire or even the promise of death that's coming and the judgment that's so sure. My God, we're going to have to meet that death and the judgment. There's no two ways about that. You may circumvent some of these other things, but you'll never circumvent that appointment with death and with the judgment that we must stand before. In Luke, the 14th chapter, verse 28, Jesus said, which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Did Christ mean that, or was he playing upon words and using puns and proverbs? He spoke it as distinctly as a human language is possible to clarify it. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Which of you sitting down and are going to build something, you begin to pour the foundation. You don't build a house without building a foundation. The foundation is the most important part of the house, and the Bible clarifies that and instructs us to be more careful in building the foundation than even building the house. The foundation is the important part of any structure that we're going to erect. If the foundation is not good, the building will collapse or become impaired beyond use. The old tower, Leaning Tower of Pisa, whatever you call it, where is one of the things that we've often observed and wondered what in the world happened to the master builders. Somebody didn't put enough rocks over in one corner, and the thing leaned over. And there it is. Instead of being straight up and down a 90 degree. It leans over there about a 75 or something or another. And it's really, it's a, the cause of it, to cast a reproach upon the master builder, the designer, the architect. For somebody did not dig down enough and put enough material in the foundation. The foundation is where you put the word of God. The foundation is where you put the words of the prophets that you believe, the words of the apostles that you believe, the words of Jesus Christ there being the cornerstone. Praise God. That's the important part. Somebody messed up the cornerstone in that leaning tower. And that's why so many Christians are leaning. And why many of us are lean. Leaning, all right. They don't take the cornerstone seriously. If he said it, why do you want to try to fit it into your lifestyle as if Jesus didn't mean it for you? He meant it for me. He meant it for you. He's going to judge you by the same book he judges me out of. He don't have two or three books. He ain't going to take them old perverted Bibles, one you like the best, and say, well, I'm going to judge you out of the Living Bible. He said, well, I believe I'll take the New King James. That's a pretty sorry old thing. Or I believe I'll take the International Bible. That kind of springs me easier. That old amplifier. You can get up with anything on it. Got all them amplifications and parenthetical expressions. I don't know. At least no, God's going to judge us out of his true word. And he's going to judge you out of the same book he judges me. And you're laying up a foundation for that time to come. Before death, before the judgment. That's serious enough. But how about all the trouble you will encounter? The sickness you will encounter, the financial distress, these storms of life, the trials, the fire, all the perplexities of life that you encounter. And God leaves you alone to become distressed over those things that should be nothing more than a fanciful little experience that you can look back and grin about 2 days later and say, well, it did look bad there for a minute, but praise God, the Lord brought me through it. Still looking back, say, oh Lord, I didn't think I'd ever get through it. That's some testimony. You ain't going to have that testimony if you build a sure foundation. You build on the word of the prophets, the word of the apostles, the words of Jesus Christ. Then start building on your house of faith with that gold and silver and precious stones, and leave all them, all that wood and hay, and stumble to these old professing borderline Hollywood Christians. God have mercy, we're laying up in store against that day that we know is going to come upon us when the Lord's going to let us be tried. How? By floods, by rains, and by fire. I'm going to manifest it to everybody. What kind of a foundation and what kind of works you really built your life upon. I want a sure foundation, a solid foundation for tomorrow. Praise God, I'm going to build today. I hope every day will be a today in which I'm building and making it stronger. But finally God says, okay, you've had enough of time. You say, well, I need a few more weeks or years. Yeah, but when God gives you time, he said, time's up. Now I'm going to try it. The old storm hits, sickness hits, trouble hits. You get a sidewinder you didn't expect. I like to think of that old song, laying up my treasures in my home above, trusting fully, trusting in my Savior's love. I forget how it goes. Anyway, the gist of it is, I'm getting ready to leave this world. Praise God.
This is the end of side one. Please turn your cassette over now for side two.